My latest poetry project is that I've started my own poetry press called No-Tell Books, and I took the name from the online poetry magazine I edit with Molly Arden called No-Tell Motel. The first book I published was an anthology of sexy poems called The Bedside Guide to No-Tell Motel. Later this year, No-Tell Books will publish single-author collections and chapbooks. As a mother of a young child with limited funds and time for this project, I have to figure out how to publish and distribute books on both a tight time and tight financial budget. One of the means I'm using is print-on-demand technology, specifically through a company called Lulu. The way I did this for the anthology and I plan to do it for future books is to lay out the books myself using Adobe InDesign and hire a designer to do the cover art. Once the book is put together electronically, I upload it onto Lulu and buy a printed copy, a printed to proof. Once I approve the book, it's immediately available for anyone to purchase on the Lulu website, and within a few weeks it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Powell's, and can be ordered in any brick and mortar bookstore. The books are available pretty much anywhere in the world, and I don't have to personally deal with distributors like Ingram, who from what I understand are not very helpful to independent presses doing small volumes. I realize that there is still a stigma for those who are unaware of all the ins and outs of print-on-demand technology, but I don't feel like I can just sit around and wait for that to pass before I take advantage of something that allows me, just one person, to publish and distribute poetry books. The books look good, and they're easy to order, and doing it this way allows me to focus my time on the books themselves, which I'd rather be spending my time doing.